Welcome to the OCRWC podcast. Today, I'm joined by Swiss athlete Manuel Defoe. He decided to commit to the US Spartan 3K series after the European series was cancelled. Despite changing distances, he's had an impressive run and is currently sitting top of the US elite standings. He has big goals for OCRWC 23, and the way things are going, he's in with a chance. Welcome to the OCRWC podcast, Manuel. Manuel.
Yes, welcome.
Already I'm getting it wrong. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm the fan, yeah.
You've had quite a good year so far. We've seen your name popping up in the States quite a lot, and you've been taking on the Spartan 3K series.
Yes, exactly. I'm decided for that in Christmas. Mm-hmm. Because the Europe have cancelled the short series, the 3K, and I returned that for me for going to USA. I'm very surprised to be well in my first race in Florida, in Miami. Mm-hmm. It's a surprise for me, and I have a lot of pleasure for that. After that, I won Comin again, and I'm going to Big Bear and 2 weeks in Poconos for the next objective for me. Yeah.
So you're off to the third event as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the third event, yeah.
Is this short format your speciality? Because I remember you did very well at OCRWC.
Yes, the short format is similar of OCR Adventure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have tried the first time last year the 3K in Stratton. Mm. And I feel well. I do a mistake, but I have lots of a good sensation for that. Mm. And I think after that, I think that I have chance for this format. Mm. And I have prepared that. And effectively, I'm not bad for that. I have the chance.
It's very nice to see European athletes doing well in the States. A lot of people who watch the sport in the States don't really know what happens in Europe, don't know the caliber of athletes we have over here. So when somebody who I'd say you're relatively unknown in the United States is going over and performing so well, it's really good to see. How does it feel for you as a European athlete to perform in the States and say, hey, look what I can do?
Yes, I think the level in Europe is not bad too. We have good athletes. Mm. The only thing is the race is not the same. The rules are a little bit different. Mm. I think if you run in Spartan race in USA or in Europe, it looks like different. Some obstacle we don't have in USA, and the opposite too. Then for me is sometimes a new adventure. I need practice it for understand the rules. Mm. But the most important part is the same. The athletes in USA be impressive for me. Mm. Because I don't know the people. I see only one time Vijay Jones, same mm-hmm. thing of Ryan Scheidegg, one time Abu Dhabi, one time in Stratton OCR, not I don't have a lot of connaissance of this mm-hmm. these people, and it's interesting to know them. And now after the two races in USA, I'm very happy to have learned to know him. Mm. It's very great. Yeah, I love the atmosphere. All people is very funny. I think is not very different of Europe, but it's just a new meeting for me. I'm happy to that. Yeah.
It's a big decision to take on a series, not only in another country, but another continent. How did you decide I'm going to travel to the United States to take part in this?
Well, I'm decided when the Europe cancels the 3K season in Europe. Mm. And I'll tell me after that, well, I tried to come into Florida one time. And after that, I show what happens. And when I'm coming in Florida, for me, it's incredible. I feel very well on the short race. I have a good feeling with my body, with other athletes too. And I have decided after to do all the North American Championships. It's difficult for me because it's expensive to travel. But I have the chance. My job is physical preparation, and it looks like I can include that in my my passion in my job. Yes, it's nice for that. I have a small help for the National Federation, Spartan Race, and OCR. Small, not a lot, but a little bit. And I've decided after that to coming to all the championship. The only bad thing for me is I need to sacrifice the rest. I can do a trail in Swiss, but I need check my goal and stay only on one format. Same thing for OCR FISO. I'm going to try 2 weeks before in Hungary, just for check. It's a new thing for me. I want to try. I'm curious for that, and it's not the same rules. It's very different, and I think it's difficult for me to run in Europe, in USA, and to different format. My next goal is only OCRWC in Mammoth Lake, 3K and 15K, and North American Championships. After that, all is just for pleasure.
I think that's fantastic. You know, it's very easy to see athletes take on races every weekend, and we all celebrate that, and I think it is great. But realistically, it's sensible for an athlete to have their goals decided for the year this is what I'm pursuing. And you know, obviously, you know that because of your work and what you do and the time you've spent as an athlete. But it's good to hear. A lot of people are quite loose with their plans. But obviously, you having this plan, it's paying off.
I hope that, yeah.
But that's, you know, it's good to have that goal and to stick with it. You're based in Switzerland, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so in the French part of Switzerland, it's near of Montreux.
Yeah,
where it's 1 hour to Geneva. I have a big lake and just around two big mountains. It's a lot of different parts. It's nice to train because I have a mountain very near and flat parts to train too. It's very different.
Well, that was what I was going to ask, because when I was speaking to Ulrika Evanson the other week, and she was saying OCRWC and Mammoth will be difficult because of the elevation and the hill training, and the Danes don't have that. And I was like, well, you know, if you go to Zermatt, you can get pretty high in terms of elevation in Switzerland. She's like, that's too much. But you have that. So you already have that kind of...
Yes, I have that here. It's very near. It's easy to go.
That's fantastic. So the first two events of the 3K were quite different from what I hear. How did you find them?
Yeah, it's a strange decision, but it's interesting to do two different formats because Florida is very fast and a very technical obstacle. I have prepared that, so it's not a problem for me. I feel good. But after a big beer mountain, when I'm arrived on the place, I'm very surprised to saw the double sandbag, because it's exactly the opposite of Florida. And it changed the world. I think it's fine after, but on the moment, I'm not very happy for that. with some recul, I think maybe it's a good thing. But after that, I have a big problem with one shoulder. I have a big injury with the double carry. I need an infiltration joint. And is not very well. I don't have prepared that, and my body is not prepared before. But for the future, I have changed the preparation, and I changed for more EV training a little bit. Mm.
So is that something that you think could cause a problem? Because I know for a few people, the race with the double sandbag was unexpected and very difficult. For you, could that be now a problem going forward with the injury?
The problem is not the difficulty. I think it's too dangerous for the body. If you take 60 in pound, I don't remember, in kilo is 60 kilo, I think. Mm-hmm. Five times with up and down is very bad for your back, for all your joints, your articulation. I really don't like that, but it's a decision, but it's not mine. I need to change something. I don't do that. Yeah, I think it's not interesting. It's much interesting to have a lot of technical obstacle, maybe, but I think it's not the future of the sport. That.
Yes, it doesn't fit with a 3K course having a double sandbag carry. When we think of that, we think a faster course. We don't think CrossFit.
Yeah, but I've saw that Poconos, mm-hmm. It changed the rules. It's easier carry. It's always double sandbag, but it's less weight. It's a good thing, I think. Yeah. For me, it's not a problem. I have the energy to do the double sandbag, but for some athletes, it's impossible to carry a lot of weight. Depends the body of everyone. Yeah,
It's good. I think it's good that Spartan listened to the athletes. There was feedback that the setup wasn't ideal, and I know there has to be understanding because it was a very difficult situation for Spartan. They had to, from what I understand, they had to change things last minute because of the weather and the difficulties they faced. But it's very good that they've listened and said, okay, right, well, this is what we'll do going forward. because OCR isn't straightforward. It's difficult to put on as well as take part in. And as I say every time, you know, mistakes will happen. But going forward, it seems they'll fix that.
Yeah, it's look fine. But what I like in OCR adventure is the rules. If very interesting to have no penalty and only to need pass the obstacle. Mm. I think that is very nice. Mm-hmm. Every obstacle you need to do it. Like I think is a good rules. Yeah. Mm. In other physio, we have the band, three bands.
Three bands, yeah.
I think that is a good idea too. I don't think it's the best thing, yeah.
It's complicated.
It's complicated, yeah.
I think I personally like the one band, the mandatory, the way that Adventure does it. I think that makes sense and it works, but I know psychologically it can be very difficult because once your band is gone you are out, so I know it can mess with the head. I think there's probably will be a new solution maybe in 10 years, in 15 years, and we have to work through them, because the penalty loop of running for me doesn't work anymore for Spartan. I think the burpees was better.
Yeah,
I don't know, what do you think?
But I think burpees is well, but 30 is too much.
Yes.
I think maybe 15 burpees, it's okay. But penalty loop, depends the penalty loop is too short, someone is too long. I don't think it's better before. Okay, for me, the solution is 15 burpees.
I would agree. I'd say in the UK, we have a lot of athletes who are very, very good runners, probably better at running than they are at obstacles. So they do well at Spartan because they can run. And so when there's a penalty loop that's running, they can just run. And it ruins the joy for me personally. of seeing them battle it out on obstacles. I like that. That's where the magic happens, I think. That's the point.
Exactly.
So aside from doing the 3K, you are racing otherwise. You've been at other events, Spartan events, and were you at the FISO European Championships?
This year, I practice a lot, a lot. I practice some trail in Swiss, not for my preparation. Yeah, some local ways with regional level, not high level, and a lot of not this winter, but the winter before. In winter, I practice a lot of ski mountaineering. Is a big part of my preparation. I love mountain and ski. It's very interesting, and I think it's completely it completes my preparation in summer with the winter.
I love skiing, but I don't like skimo and cross-country skiing. I just like fast skiing. The
Yeah,
easy
you can go
stuff.
fast up and fast
It has the legs though to go
down.
up, but that's where the work is done. Going down, you just go
In
whoop.
Swiss, we have a very high level in ski mountaineering. It's very interesting. A lot of athletes is international level. Yeah, it's crazy.
You have the
I don't
mountains.
have international level, but approximately national, but not international for that. Yeah, it's most for pleasure for me.
It should all be about pleasure, and that's how we progress. Sometimes it's difficult, but there should be joy in all of it, I think, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. The most important is always the pleasure.
Yes. It's interesting that you enjoy trail and mountain running and ski mountaineering, but that you focus on the short K this year, the short format, because to me, I would, if I were just to look at what you would do, I think that you would be, the 15K runner rather than the short course. So how did the two tie together?
Yes, my physical preparation is most for the longer. Normally, I'm better on 15K or Beast in Spartan, but I love new challenge, and I want to prove that you can change all your preparation for a short thing. And this year, I only have preparation on short track. Last week, I'm going to Saint Croix Spartan race. Is a mountain race, and it's too long for me. I have a lot of pain because I don't have worked that, and I finished third, okay, but with a lot of difficulty. But this weekend, I'm going to Cesenatico. Is in Italy, along the beach, and it's a fast race, and I have trained that, and for me it looks like very easy. Donc, I have prepared that, and when you prepare something, all is easier after. Yeah, and it's a good surprise for me to win this weekend in what's the name, Cesenatico.
So how does, you mentioned that you work, that your work ties in with what you do with your racing. How do the two work together? What do you do?
Alors, I show you my private gym where I work, just for you. So, if you want to see, alors, I work a lot with this one. I can see it's a skill mill. It's for high intensity training. I have changed my preparation with a lot of high intensity training. It's very interesting for me because you gain a lot of time, and because I have two children and a wife, I want sometimes there. But this format short this year is nice for me because I gain time. I have the same number of training session, but every training session is most shorter.
Really?
Is more most faster too. Very high intensity. That is interesting to change that. For example, last year, I have prepared the Patrouille des Glaciers. It's a big event in Switzerland. Is approximately 60 kilometer in ski mountaineering with a lot of elevation. And for that, we need approximately 2,000 hours of training session just for one event. Like, it's very different. And I have changed this year for the short track, the Suica, and I think if I look my stats per week, I train approximately 6 to 8 hours per week. It's not a lot, but it's sufficient for have a good level.
Mm. Yeah.
After this summer, I changed a little bit my preparation because Mammoth Lake is in the mountain. I need to increase a little bit of mountain running. I'm going to Poconos. I don't change my preparation, but after I do 1 month of only trail running for Prepare Mammoth.
Wow. So you have quite a good plan. It seems like the year is well planned and directed focus training.
Yes, sometimes I'm going to a special gym when I can train at approximately 3,000 meter high elevation. And it's very interesting to train in this condition because your body is have a lot of stress, which you have less of oxygen, and it's well for me. I have tried it for Big Bear, and I have a good result for that. Yeah, same thing for the ski mountaineering preparation. Sometimes I'm going in the special gym with high elevation condition.
So let's talk about elevation, because it's going to be a big part of OCRWC. And for some athletes, that's what they're most fearful of, is competing at elevation and not being able to prepare or acclimatize before the event. What is it like competing at elevation, and how do you prepare?
I think you don't need a lot of changement for that. Because if I compare Switzerland, when I do to Patrouille des Glaciers, we're going to approximately 4,000 meter high elevation. That is very different. When you go higher of 3,000 meter, it's not the same joke. Yeah, for the body, it's a lot of more stress. I think until 3,000 meter, everybody can run on this altitude. It's not a problem for your body. Maybe it's better if you come someday before, but you don't need a lot of changing of your preparation, what I think. It's different because the impact for your head when you are in a higher altitude, for example, 2,000 meter high, is if you don't move, if you go just skiing, change nothing. But when you have your cardio elevation on your maximum, it changes the world. It's not the same, because after your earth go very high, very fastly. It's difficult to control that. Is the only things. But if you go slower and speed adapted for that, you don't have problem. But if you don't change your speed, you are directly on the wall. It's too much, for your head, for all of your body. Yeah, it's difficult.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I go up mountains very slowly, so that probably wouldn't be too much of an issue.
You go slowly, your body is regulated,
Do you think that it could be an issue for some athletes then, or do you think maybe it won't be as bad as they expect?
But I think it's an excuse for some athletes. Some athletes don't like mountains, some like that. I think if you live on the sea, it's difficult for your mind to concentrate for the mountain race.
Yes.
I think the problem is maybe the motivation, it's not the body. You need choice. This year, the choice is very different. If you want going in OCR Fizeau, it's a flat place in Belgium. Mm-hmm. If you want in OCR Adventure, is high elevation in mountain. Like it looks like they're really different. Like it's a choice. For me, the choice is a California. For other athletes, is maybe Belgium. I don't know.
I think a few people have said, one, because of the location in California and the elevation, that many European athletes will stay in Europe and go to Belgium. And it could kind of work out as a American World Championships and European World Championships, which would be a shame to not have the mix of athletes. What do you think? What have you heard? What are people saying?
I think same thing of you. Is various dommage that we don't have American guy in Europe, and same thing in Europe don't have USA don't have an open guy. But, every year is the same problem.
Yeah.
I think it changed not a lot. The best athletes, I think, going maybe to the twice. Me, I'm going in Belgium just for the not for me, but for the national team. Because we have good guys too. We have Luca Pedzik, he is very well to OCR, and Yanka Pepova. I think we have a good of chance for the team relay. Yeah, I'm going just for team relay race in Belgium.
Cool. It would be good to see both and try both. Yeah, there are a lot of athletes.
After that, I can compare the two.
We'll chat to you afterwards and see what you think. There are a lot of athletes in Europe that I would like to get to OCRWC and have them compete. Just to have the experience and just to put everyone together, because you don't often see all athletes competing together. But even when we were on the East Coast, or when we were in London, there are still always people that can't make it. So it gets to a point where you're like, well, there's never going to be a perfect for everyone unless we pay for everyone to go. And that's never going to happen, unfortunately. I would love it to, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's difficult for us.
What do you think the landscape of OCR is in Europe at the moment? Because in the States, a lot of people are saying, well, it's Spartan and Savage, and that's about it. But in Europe, it seems very busy. There seems to be a lot of different races. There's a lot of Spartan races, but also other brands. How does it feel for you as an athlete competing? What does it look like?
In Europe... OCR look like more Spartan, I think. In my region, Italy, French part, Spain, we don't have a lot of OCR ways. But in Nordic countries of Europe, in Belgium, in Denmark, in Czechy, it is a lot of a good ways to OCR. I have never tried them. I only practice Spartan in Europe. My first OCR is OCR Adventure. Yeah.
Really? And when was that?
It's incredible. My first OCR is in 2018 in London.
Oh, it's in a great Edgewood. One.
I'm one in age group, not in elite wave. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
First time.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good. That was a good year. It was very dry.
Yeah, exactly.
Very busy. We had a lot of people there. So what a great introduction! And how did that go for you?
For me, I am in age group category and finished second. It's not bad.
No.
I'm very happy after that. And the year after, I have tried my chance in pro. And it's not the same game. In pro, I have finished. I don't remember exactly. I have do the Suica and the 15. I think Suica, maybe I finish 25 and 35 in 15K. But very difficult for me in this period. I don't have a lot of preparation for that at this moment.
2019 was difficult, though. It was very, very wet and muddy
Yeah,
in
exactly. It's
2019.
wet as a Saturday. Yeah, I
And it
remember that.
changed the race completely for people that were there.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare the two.
Half race is perfect for me, and the last half is completely catastrophic. Yeah.
So then from 2019 OCRWC, when you raced pro, what was your journey after that?
After that, I'm concentrate in Spartan Race, and
Mm-hmm.
I have good feeling for with Spartan Race always now. And I'm coming after it is COVID.
Yes.
I don't know when coming come, because the next big events for me is Straton, but it's in which year? It's 2021 or it's 2020?
2022, because 2020 we didn't have an event. It got cancelled because of COVID.
Yeah.
2021, a few European athletes could travel, but only because they already
Yes, I'm
had
coming.
permission.
Yeah.
I couldn't go, I wasn't allowed. But 2022, everything was completely open. So you might have been there in 21, I'm not sure, but I know 22 was back to normal.
Exactly. Yeah. In 2021, I'm coming with my brother, and well, Straton for me is perfect place because it's look like Switzerland. If you saw the mountain here on Straton, it's the same thing. Not exactly, but it's similar. And when I'm coming to Straton, I the impression to stay in my home now.
Oh.
It's very, very nice place, and I have good sensation on this way. On this way, I finish good position. I think six. Well, yes, in 2021, like, it's a good surprise for me. Good feeling, yeah. And in 20, by last year, I know that I have chance again, and I come back again. I finish fourth. That is not bad.
It's very good.
It's better the podium, but I think it's this year for me.
Are you aiming for podium this year?
I prepare for that. We saw until now if I stay in a good shape or not.
Will
I
you
think
aim
so.
for 3K or 15K podium?
This year the twice.
Wow.
I'm going to the 3 and the 15. Yeah, I think I have chance too. Because I'm very fast this year, and I know the obstacle adventure before. It's découverte for me, and now it's much easier, I think.
I think I was very happy to see your performance last year. To say it was unexpected sounds rude, but it was slightly unexpected for me. I was like, oh, because I'd heard your name and I'd seen you about a bit. I was like, great, yeah, fantastic. So, you have it in you to be that close last year, and then showing this year how you can perform against the American athletes, you have practiced. You're doing the 3K Spartan, as we said, and you are running against some of the athletes that we will have in Mammoth, I hope. So it's looking good.
Yeah, I enjoy to Mammoth Lake. I think I have chance. We saw that. I prepare for that. Yeah.
Just to go back slightly again, because I find it quite interesting how you've changed your training.
Yeah.
Why did you want to switch from, we spoke about you do the long running, the trail running, and now this year so far you're doing the 3K series. Why did you want to do that switch?
It's I think my motivation is I have changed the long ways for short if so for the challenge. I want every year I have new challenge. Last year I want coming on podium on the Mammoth Lake on 15K. I finished fourth. This year I have saw last year that I need change for my preparation. And I have saw that this short format is a new one for everybody, and is easier when you're starting in same time of the other athletes. Because you don't have advantage. Every people on every race découvre a new format, and I think is most equilibre with athletes because it's new. And is the thing why? Because I'm very fast this year because it's very new, and every athletes don't have maybe the best preparation for that. It's difficult to imagine a new preparation for a new sport. If you change the rules, it's not the same preparation. And I'm physical preparator, and is an advantage for me because I have the a little bit recul for preparing that. And I think is the key of this year's the faster athlete to prepare well for that is maybe the best on the final. And I think actually I'm a little bit in advanced of a lot of athletes because I have prepared that until this winter. It's not new for me in my mind. I'm this short format. I prepared that to Christmas. When your mind is in the good way, it's easier to concretize the performance on the race. And well, it's for that, I think.
Fantastic. I mean, great answer. Absolutely. And one more thing. I mean, how have you found, it always sounds strange talking about people's age, but I think in OCR, it's interesting how athletes can compete for a lot longer than they can in some other athletic sports. And some of the athletes you are competing against are quite a lot younger in terms of sporting age, but you really hold your own against them. I mean, you're beating them.
Yeah, exactly. And for the sport, I'm very old. Huh? it's an evidence. Yeah. I think I have the chance because I have starting cardio training very late. Huh? I'm starting to run Spartan races only in 2017. Donc, it's easier for my body to recuperate. If you're starting later a sport, you can be maybe longer in your sport. If I have trained that maybe when I teenage, maybe my back and my knees break now. I don't know. I have economized a little bit years before.
I mean, to be honest, a few athletes who do very, very well, Ida Matilde, Chris Rogowski, for example, both of those, Leon as well.
Yeah,
they were not athletes as children and teenagers. They started later on. You know, they did sports in the same way that people just do some sports as teenagers, but they weren't competing athletes, and they started later on and were able to do very, very well, which is not the way that you think of it. But I agree with you. Sometimes when people do sports very, very young, they can develop injuries or peculiarities with their body which make it difficult to continue competing long term.
Yes, I think so. But I think the most difference when you're starting very early the sport is maybe for the motivation. If you're starting a sport at 15 years old or before, it's difficult to be motivated until 40 years old. And you don't have a new challenge. And I think that's the most difficult for the actual athletes. Yeah. When you're starting a new sport, is
fun.
It's very fun. You want to try, and you have a lot of energy for that. And I think is that's the most important thing for be longer in sport is only the motivation and the mind. I think, yeah,
I agree. For sure. And I like how you said earlier about having a different goal each year. I personally can't do exercise for the sake of exercise. I can't just go to the gym because it's good for me or go for a run. I need a goal to work towards. And I think Joe DeSena says this, put something in the calendar, put something to work towards. And I have to have something that's I am working towards, but it has to keep being interesting and exciting and something new that I can't just go, oh, I'll be fine, I'll get through it. Because I'm not an athlete that competes. I'm someone who just does stuff because I enjoy it sometimes. But yes,
Yes.
you need to have, I like having different goals, whether it's just a different distance of running or a slightly different competition. I'm not talking biking to swimming to something else. Just change it slightly so they need to change the
Yeah,
how you
important to
work your
change
body.
different sport, different things. Yeah, it's an evidence. Yeah.
And
And
there's not much point in doing it unless we love it.
yeah, every part of your life is different. Actually, I have two children, my wife too. Like it changed the game too. I don't have the same times. And every age, we have every problem. That's an age easier of another, but it's very different. You need adapted for that. And I think the key is here is to include family, friends, and fun and and pleasure.
You did bring your family to Stratton last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm coming with my older son. It's incredible moment. I think
Yes.
it's one of the best thing last year with my son is incredible to vivre ça with my child is very, very cute. This year my family can't coming with me in Mammoth Lake, but next week my wife come with me in New York for Poconos. Look, sometimes I try to
Wow.
go with my family, but it's difficult for me to be concentrate. If I take all of my family,
Yes.
is not the best thing too. It's nice to be here, but I'm very stressed for her, and I'm not completely concentrate of my ways. Sometimes I prefer to be alone.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
When I'm working an event, I am awful. I am not in contact with anyone at home. I've been at the London events. My daughter was there, and I didn't see her until I got back to the hotel room at night, and then she was already asleep anyway. But it's kind of just like I can't focus on anything other than what I am doing here, and I need that taken away because unfortunately, as much as I love
Yeah.
this it's like this is the focus and I can't be mummy right now.
The mum time, yeah.
And there was a beautiful picture from you last year on the finish line with your son, which
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's incredible moments, yeah.
it looked like a really beautiful
It's
moment.
very,
And
very émouvant in French.
it's what I love about events as well, when we can, it's not always possible, like you say, and it can be distracting, but I love the connections with other people. They
Yeah,
can exist, whether
thanks.
it's, two athletes on the finish line who are so happy that the other's done well. There was Erin Carlson hugging Ulrika Evensen after the FISO European Championship. She was so happy, and there's a nice story there that she's done well. Just the humanity that exists through competition is beautiful.
Yes, is very important. It's a nice moment, yeah. Good remember.
Yeah, kind of makes it.
It's a good part of the sport. It's very important.
So your next event, you've got Poconos, and then how many more 3K events are there?
Just Poconos and Mexico, and I don't know the name. San Luis, don't know exactly the name of the place, but two more ways in Spartan, yes.
Wow.
And maybe in December, Abu Dhabi, yeah. I think Abu
Yeah.
Dhabi is a nice thing for me too. I think I have a good chance for that, yeah.
Yes.
Because European people don't have a lot of training on this format, and I have one all the season in the USA, and I think is an advantage for me for Abu Dhabi.
Absolutely. You should take it. Okay, well, I will call it a day there. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to me. It's really nice to hear from you and how you train
Thanks, thanks,
and your
Yen.
viewpoint on it. And I really love that you are making the effort and taking the risk of traveling to the
Thanks a
States for
lot.
these
Thanks a lot.
events. It's really good to see. I'm really happy. And it helps keep the sport going and keep it alive and keep a positive attitude about it as well, because it's very easy to say, oh, I'm not going to do that. It's too far away. It's too difficult. But
Yeah, positive attitude is important. Yeah.
absolutely. So I love to see it, and I love that you're showing the Americans what we have in Europe and the kind of athletes we have. And hopefully we can get some Americans to come compete over here too. I want to
Yeah, I hope so.
see them. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in Mammoth Lake.
Absolutely, I will be
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.